This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North. We are in the Cabot Theater. It is one of the stages at the Broadway Theater Center. We're here for our show, our latest show in our on-site series. We're in front of a live audience in Milwaukee's Third Ward. This was once a bustling warehouse district with direct access to the Milwaukee River. You can still see remnants of that history in the painted signs on some of the buildings around the area. And while there's still direct river access, the riverbanks are now lined with condos rather than vegetable warehouses. But those condos didn't spring up overnight. And as the business environment here changed over the last 50 years or so, a lot of those older buildings became underutilized or empty. So what do you do? Well, you know the answer. You call artists. Artists have transformed this part of Milwaukee, from the very theater we're all sitting in to the Milwaukee School of Art and Design, which is just across the street, from the smaller theater companies who make their home in this space to the Milwaukee Ballet to Next Act Theater and all of the art galleries that showcase the incredible breadth of work that the visual artists here make. I think it's fair to say that the Third Ward would not be the destination it's become without artists having led the way. Because Lake Effect only lasts an hour, we had to make some hard choices today. Given the time constraints, there was no way we could talk to everyone who's made their artistic stamp on the Third Ward. And since we knew we were going to be broadcasting in this fabulous theater, we decided to focus on the performing arts. So we are going to start the show with a broad picture look at the arts in Milwaukee with David Lee. He is the CEO of Imagine MKE, Milwaukee's convener, connector, and amplifier of the arts and culture community in the city. David came to Imagine MKE as a nationally recognized nonprofit leader with more than 15 years of experience in government policy and advocacy, hunger relief, and community affairs. And he also has a background in the performing arts as an actor and screenwriter. Please join me in welcoming him to the Cabot stage.
Can I just say what an honor it is to be the opening act of your farewell show?
I figured you were up for it.
Thank you so much. What an honor to be here.
Well, welcome back to Lake Effect. I'm going to be saying that to everyone tonight because everyone who's on this stage I have interviewed at one point or another. We're so happy you were able to be part of this on-site.
Thank you.
So Imagine MKE's mission is to convene, connect, and amplify the arts in Milwaukee. So how do you do that?
Right. So those three words, right, convening, connecting, and amplifying the arts and culture sector in our city, we really think of that as being the Arts and Culture Chamber of Commerce. As I think I mentioned the last time I was here, Milwaukee, up until the creation of our office, was the largest American city that did not have a cultural coordinating office in America. And so that has led to the incredible rise of the sheer excellence of our arts organizations in our city without the corollary rise in arts support, public support rather. And so our goal, right, by convening our arts and culture sector, individual artists, businesses, civic leaders, and folks like you together to create a shared agenda to move us forward, to create an arts and culture world in Milwaukee that I think we all know is world-class, right? And we can actually tell that story to people, not only to our residents in Milwaukee, but also to external folks.
What do you think that Milwaukee offers artists that might be different or unique from other places in the country?
Yeah, so Milwaukee offers an incredible level of arts institutions and smaller arts organizations where individual artists can engage with at whatever level they're at, right? So we have incredible institutions at the highest levels. We have also incredible neighborhood arts organizations sort of creating this really incredible arts ecosystem. And part of our role, right, is to create the entry points for artists to be able to engage, to be able to sell, to be able to rehearse, refine their work, and to be able to get their work out to all of you.
In the time that you've been here, and I know it's not even been quite a year yet, I'm wondering, do you find that artists don't quite know how they can work with each other? Is that a silo issue, a problem here?
What a great question. So we've been able to talk to arts administrators, artists at all different levels, right? And what's really interesting is that the feedback we're getting is that the sector oftentimes gets in its own way, right? We know that the sector doesn't necessarily collaborate as well as it could. And at the same time, individual artists are sort of rank-and-file artists oftentimes are the collateral damage of that, right? So how might we, in this sort of Imagine MKE system, sort of create the connection points and the collaboration points so that arts organizations across disciplines, across levels, can maybe collaborate a little better, make decisions that help to build the sort of the rising tide lifts all boats, that then creates more opportunities for rank-and-file artists to sort of get these on-ramps into the system?
There are a lot of ways I know that artists connect with the schools here, with Milwaukee Public Schools, in different ways. Is education a big part of what you're trying to do, trying to make those connections as well?
Yeah, so there's this incredible arts referendum coming up for Milwaukee Public Schools, right? The levy that would likely be able to create the funding to bring on 70 more arts and music teachers, actual music teachers, to MPS. I think this is an interesting point, right? That, like, if we're able to create the education opportunities for kids in our schools, the effect of that isn't necessarily that we will create more artists, right? That might be, but the actual effect is we create more engaged citizens who are more civically minded, more creative, and are able to sort of tackle whatever challenges life brings, right? Like, I sort of reflect back to my story. I didn't go to nonprofit school, right? I didn't go to public relations school. I didn't go to government relations school. I went to performing arts high school. I got a degree in acting, and I tried to make it as an actor, writer, director in Los Angeles for 10 years before moving here. And it was what the performing arts high school taught me, right? How do you make something really awesome with not a whole lot? How do you show up to challenges, be open, and be creative? That sort of gave me the skills to sort of be in these positions where I was able to succeed.
Theater major here too, and music, yeah.
And isn't it great that we're here together on the stage?
I know, in this fantastic space. So when you think about how Imagine MKE can help facilitate some of these things, how do you see yourselves working with the schools, working with the artists, and then with this referendum, working with government officials and maybe pushing further beyond, yeah, assuming that referendum passes?
That's a great question. So one of the things that we are working on in our public policy work group, so this is the work group that I'm staffing, we are going to be putting together an arts-forward policy agenda for our city. This is in development right now. Currently, we don't have one. Again, one of the outcomes of lacking a similar office for so many years is we don't have a policy agenda for the arts for our city. So that's coming down the pike, and that will have policy recommendations not only for the city, county, but also for the school district.
Terrific. You know, everyone, almost everyone, enjoys art in some way, even if they don't think that they do. They go to a concert, they go to a play, they go to a dance, they see some art, whatever it happens to be. But beyond doing those things, beyond going to the show and going to the art museum, what can individuals do to help support the arts in Milwaukee?
So two things. The first is a little bit esoteric, and I'm going to take a chance because you all are here, so you guys must love the arts, right? Or love Bonnie, both things are okay. The one is, I would say, remember that creative spirit that you all have inside you, right? I think if we're not gonna be successful in this incredible large mission that we have of creating an arts forward, thriving 21st century city, if people like you who are not working artists sort of reconnect to that sense of creativity that drives us, right? I wanna just also say that the history of our city is so connected to the arts, right? Like, our city's founding fathers wanted to create an Eastern European art city here in Milwaukee. So that sense of creativity, that sense of arts and culture is part of our cultural DNA. And so we're all part of that. I think the second thing that you all can do is go to our website, sign up for our newsletter, because when we release these products that are coming down the pike, right, this policy blueprint, we're going to be putting out some research on arts vibrancy in our city by zip code. We need folks like you to show up to be able to carry on Bonnie's legacy of reporting on the arts and culture scene for the last 14 years and make sure the next 14 years are even more vibrant, more exciting, and more thriving.
David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
David Lee is the CEO of Imagine MKE, Milwaukee's convener, connector, and amplifier for the arts and culture community.